Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever found yourself burdened down, anxious, or worried about any area of your life? God wants you to know that you were never meant to handle everything on your own. We spend more time succumbing to the numbing paralysis of anxious thinking and self-indulgent fretting than walking with God through the situations in life that make us afraid. You see, worry saps you of energy, health, and joy. But know that no matter your circumstance, God will respond when you turn to Him. No matter how big or small the things in life may seem, God is able to provide for your needs and take care of your problems. Surrendering to God is showing complete faith in Him and belief in His promises. In today's message titled, Commit Your Situation to the Lord, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to simply choose to trust God for everything. Let's join in.
How do you respond to criticisms and problems? Sometimes the unexpected happens to us. How do you respond? When you face a difficult situation, what's your first reaction? Do you object, complain, or do you begin to ask why? Difficult situations require a godly response, my friend. Do you believe that God will answer your prayer? And yet, many don't pray. Do you use God as your defense when life is against you? You cannot lose in any situation once you learn to fight your battles through prayer. Do you know why? Because the God we pray to, the God we serve, is a faithful God. Bible says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify my name. That's in Psalm 50, verse 15. He has solution to every single circumstance of life, no matter what. He is available and He is adequate to help you. Let me ask you this. Are you living your life in your own strength, in your own knowledge, and in your own wisdom? Are you working things out yourself? Are you facing life apart from seeking help from Almighty God, who is all-knowing, all-powerful, and ever-present in time of need? What a marvelous God we serve. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. That's Jesus speaking in Luke chapter 11, verse 9 to 10. Commit your way to God because He is a good God. He is a faithful God. What do you do when things are going against you? Commit your situation to the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5, that delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. So, my friend, commit your situation to God. Cast all your burdens on Him. Roll everything to Him. Not some, but all of your burdens. Not some of the burdens, all of them. Commit to God in all circumstances. Commit your way to the Lord. God will never deny you testimonies. That's a great assurance. The reason many don't know how to respond to opposing forces or situation against them is because they are not committed to God and His word. They are concentrating more on their problems, focusing on their problems more than the God we serve. They are giving more attention to the challenges they are facing, more than the omnipotent God, more than the omnipresent and omniscient God. He is ever ready to help us. It's very important what you focus on. It's so important what you give your attention to. It's very important what we set our minds, our eyes, and our hearts on. The best thing to focus on is not our challenges, but Jesus. The Bible says, set your eyes on Jesus, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Give all your attention to the Lord, who is always with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. He is with us until the end of the age. Focus on God. Magnify the Lord. Let me tell you this. Whatever you focus on, whatever you give your attention to, is what will grow in your life. If you are focused on your problems and challenges, your life will be filled with problems, fear, and anxiety. I have met people who are always talking about their problems and being anxious about everything. Meanwhile, they never seem to get any victory, but only find themselves endlessly worrying. This is in itself a problem. To focus on your challenges that you cannot get victory over them, that's not good. God told Abraham not to focus on his problem of childbearing. He said, focus in the sky. He said, look into the heavens and count the stars if you can count them. He said, that will be your offsprings. You see, God wants us to focus on the right thing, his word, his promises, and on him. Until you commit your way to the Lord and magnify him above all challenges, you will never have faith to receive solution to your problems. Let's say with the psalmist in Psalm 34, verse 3 and 4, Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34, verses 3 and 4. Magnify means to make bigger. Think about the magnifying glass. What's magnifying glass for? It's for making something look bigger. You may ask, how can someone make God bigger? That's a very good question. We know that God is who he is. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He already is who he is, regardless of what we think. But you can make God bigger or smaller, depending on how you perceive him in times of problems and challenges that you are facing. And so how can you make God bigger? You can make God bigger by focusing on God's faithfulness and power rather than your problem. We all have the power of choice to make God bigger or smaller than our problems. Magnifying God means making him look bigger. That's what every Christian must do. Make God look bigger. But that's the problem in the world today, because unbelievers have little view of God, but bigger view of themselves. Sadly, some Christians have bigger view of their challenges and problems, but little view of God. If you are focusing on your challenges, anxiety, fear, and failure will rule your life. If you focus on God, victory will rule your life. If you focus on God, God becomes bigger and your problem becomes little. In contrast, if you focus on your problem, your problem becomes bigger and God becomes little. And so the choice is yours. The Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. We magnify the Lord by making God bigger and our problem smaller. We have the all-powerful God who is always on our side. But most of us have been magnifying the problems that we are facing and minimizing God and his word. Many believe the doctor's report more than God and his word. They put more value on what the professionals say than what God says, and that's not good. What do you value? Do you value the teacher's report, the doctor's report, the government's report, or the word of God? What's big to you, your problem or God? You can magnify God and make him and his word bigger than any problem or any challenge that you are facing. How do you do that? You do it by glorifying, praising, and thanking God. There are many Bible characters who overcame difficult situations by presenting their cases to the Lord in prayer. Focus on God's word and his promises and make them more real to you than the problems you are facing. Magnify the Lord and his word than any situation that you are in. There is nothing that God cannot do. Bear that in mind. Nothing that God cannot do. Let me give you an example of somebody who faced challenges, but she went to God in prayer. There is a Bible account in 1 Samuel chapter 1, a lady called Hannah. She was provoked so much because she did not bear a child. And let's read from 1 Samuel chapter 1. I read from verse 6. And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was, year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, that she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat. This was Hannah's rival provoking her. When are you going to give birth? When are you going to have children? You have been in this marriage for many years. When will you have children? Why are you not having children? So many times, Bible says that she was so provoked. When your mates become your adversary, what will you do? Will you go to God or you will confront them? The Bible says that Hannah presented her case to the Lord in prayer. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9 to 12. So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. And it happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli washed her mouth. Hallelujah. So when your friends or close associates become your enemy, what will you do? Instead of having bitterness towards them and thinking about taking revenge, carry everything to God in prayer. Commit everything to God. Her close associate turned to an adversary. When Hannah was provoked, instead of her complaining and taking matters in her own hands and telling other people to join her to fight her adversary, she went to the Lord in prayer. Hannah went to the Lord and presented her case. The challenge that you are facing is God's challenge, not yours. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.